From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. If you're over 30 but have read Twilight or The Hunger Games, you are not alone. Young adult novels are hardly reserved for young adults anymore. As YA readership grows, the once uber-popular chick lit genre is losing readers faster than you can say Sex and the City. The contrast is so stark, in fact, that BuzzFeed's senior editor Anna North recently asked, "Is young adult fiction the new chick lit?" Anna, great to have you on Word of Mouth.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
How would you distinguish young adult from chick lit?
Well, I guess chick lit was actually, quite a narrowly defined genre, typically, talking about young women in their 20s, maybe their early 30s, who were professional and sort of living in a city. Young adult can be, I think, a little bit broader, but it's generally about teenagers, sort of trying to find their way in the world and having some of their first experiences.
Of course, YA, or young adult lit, has gotten hugely popular in recent years. Twilight and the Hunger Games series may be leading the pack. But what's fascinating to us is the idea that the genre has actually seduced readers away from chick lit. Now, what makes you think this is the case? Just the numbers?
Well, I think it's also seduced writers away from chick lit, which is something that I found really interesting. Nicola Krauss and Emma McLaughlin, who wrote this huge chick lit novel, Nanny Diaries, that was made into a film and is a big juggernaut of the genre. They have started writing YA novels. They've written a couple now. Candace Bushnell, who wrote Sex and the City, another huge chick lit mega empire. She's also writing YA, and we see a number of previous chick lit writers who, while they may still be writing some women's fiction, are also branching out a lot into young adult.
In fact, you point out one, Jessica Brody, an author, describing her reason for switching to YA for her second book called The Karma Club. Why did she go for the younger audience?
Yeah, well, it's really interesting. She told me that she had this idea to write about a group of women, like in their 30s, who were going to get together and get revenge on all their really bad exes. And her agent said, "Oh, it sounds like kind of sad. Like, these women, they should just get over it already. Why do they want this?" But then she thought, "What if we make them teenagers?" And then suddenly, their appetite for revenge kind of makes a lot more sense. There is a lot less of an expectation for them to be grown up about everything.
Yeah, I guess you can still be sort of bitter and sullen when you're 17.
Right.
Well, any theories as to what is attracting older readers to young adult stories? Is it nostalgia? Is that kind of, wish for the unmitigated wish for revenge?
Yeah, I think it's a few things. I think that's definitely part of it. I think that there are, these really powerful feelings that we have as teenagers that, frankly, we still probably have as adults, but it's sort of less okay to have them. And I think reading about teenagers can be a way to feel those feelings and kind of like not feel bad. Revenge and unrequited love and, real awe and surprise at the world. That's another thing that a lot of writers told me, is that young adults, teenagers, are people who are having a lot of their first love, their first heartbreak, their first discovery of a lot of things about life for the first time. And that can be really attractive, even for adults to read about.
I get that. But as you advance in life, you have a lot more range of experiences to draw from that you might want reflected in literature. I mean, is this a sort of, dumbing down of adult literature on some level?
That's something that I actually asked David Levitan, one of the editors that I talked to, and he really is quite unconcerned about that. I think one thing that we see in young adult fiction is it's becoming increasingly broad. And so while it does usually focus on teenagers, and I would agree with you, I think there's always going to be an appetite for books about adult characters, I think the books that we are seeing about teenagers are just ranging across the map more and more and allowing these teenagers to be in situations that are more and more complex and even in worlds that don't look anything like our world, like The Hunger Games.
How about you, Anna North? You're an author. Do you feel pressure to be writing for a younger audience?
I mean, I definitely wouldn't say that I feel pressure, but it's interesting. My first book came out last year and the main character is 18 years old. And I think, I would consider her, she feels like she's an adult. She does a lot of very adult things. But I actually had a lot of people assume that the book was a young adult book, I think just because that genre is so popular. And since my character was, somewhat young, I think there was a lot of assumption that I would be writing in that genre.
What's it like for you getting into the 18-year-old head? I'm just curious as an author.
I think in a way it's easier to write about someone who's younger than someone who's older because you've already had all those experiences. You don't need to guess what it will be like. You know, I think I was very attracted to the idea, and this may explain why young adult is popular too. I was attracted to the idea of thinking about what it's like for someone to really form their identity. And, you know, thinking back to being 18 when some parts of you are set, but some parts of you really are not. That was a pretty interesting experience for me.
I can imagine. Then your article also points to it's a sort of genre, I guess, emerging from the popularity of YA that you're calling new adult. What's that?
Yeah, I thought that was really fascinating, and I hadn't heard about it before I started talking to writers about this. It's really books set in someone's early 20s or very late teens, often in college, sometimes right in the working world, but really in that place where they're still just becoming an adult. And I had one writer liken it to maybe being the age of the characters on the show Girls.
Hmm. Well, Anna North, I really want to thank you for sharing your experience and your observations with us today.
Thank you.
Anna North, senior editor at BuzzFeed. She's also author of the book America Pacifica. You'll find a link to her article and more on her book at wordofmouthradio.org. And while you're there, let us know what you think. Are you a fan of this young adult wave? And do you enjoy raiding your teenager's library when in need of some lighter reading? Or do you think it's getting to much more serious things than might be hinted at? Does YA Lit allow some of that youthful freedom to live in you as a reader that's meant for its demographic? Do you welcome the end of Chick Lit? We'd love to hear your opinions and your favorite YA reads on the Word of Mouth Facebook page, or you can send us a tweet at Word of Mouth, all one word. Now coming up, the band David Wax Museum took to an old Maine farmhouse to make its newest record. So how's it sound so bright? We're going to ask David Wax himself when Word of Mouth continues in just a moment.